This is Wade Grafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Two-thirds of Trump supporters believe Obama is a Muslim. 59% believe he was not born in America. And, oh yes, a quarter of them believe Antonin Scalia, former Supreme Court Justice, was murdered. Technology has the ability to create deep fakes in which on screen someone appears to be President Obama or Princess Leia of Star Wars when Carrie Fisher was young. But it's simply a fake hologram kind of image of real people. Experts wonder how people will know what is real and what is fake and argue this could be a threat to democracy. FactCheck.org in Philadelphia, one of Facebook's subcontracted fact checkers, debunks less than one Facebook post a day. Some of the other third-party groups reported similar volumes. None of the organizations said they had received special instructions from Facebook ahead of the midterms or perceived a sense of heightened urgency. Most of the work is still done by algorithms. City of New Orleans has joined the suit against pharmaceutical companies over their role in the opioid crisis. The CIA is increasingly convinced that Prince Mohammed is culpable in Khashoggi's death. The NSA collected communications intercepts of Saudi officials discussing a plan to lure Khashoggi back to Saudi Arabia from Virginia and detain him, according to a former senior American official. President Trump has finally shifted his opinion from defending the Saudis to acknowledging their likely responsibility. Justice Department has opened an investigation into Roman Catholic Diocese in Pennsylvania accused of covering up sex abuse for decades, a significant escalation in scrutiny of the church. The inquiry is believed to be the first statewide investigation by the federal government of the church's sex abuse problems. In Bavaria, Germany, Scientology is considered a threat to democracy, and it is illegal for Scientologists to work in government or for state-funded organizations. Three Scientologists were fired from a museum, forcing the resignation of the acclaimed curator. Interior Department's Inspector General found that Secretary Ryan Zinke broke agency rules when he let his wife travel in government vehicles and instructed his security detail to drive an associate to the airport. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.